You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Yeah.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's your host, Nicolette Gaona, and as being as for doing it, we are doing another episode of 90210 Till Death Do Us Part. I have my lovely co-host, Carmela, in the building.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And we have a special guest today, Justin Dealey.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Hey, ladies.
So happy that he's here. Oh, and that was not being sarcastic. I'm really happy.
No, we're so glad. The season premiere. We have Justin Dealey in the house.
I told you guys I was going to be bringing surprises to the show now.
Boom, you brought it.
Yes. So this episode was a lot, of course. It's 90210. They bring the drama. They bring everything.
Always.
Every single time. It's a shocker. And this time, which is not really a shocker for Naomi, always getting into some type of business, we had her. And Justin, feel free if you ever want to comment on anything. We have her on the road getting married in the desert. Typical getting in a car crash, because knowing her, she gets into very difficult situations, but somehow finds her way out of it, but into another difficult situation, which is typical Naomi. We had her going to jail because she hitchhiked. First of all, you are not going to hitchhike, okay? If that was me, I'd be calling AAA or something like that. There is no time to be hitchhiking. Okay, girl, I know you look cute and all, but obviously you're going to pick up someone who's crazy. And she did. She picked up somebody who was what? What did they call him?
I don't know, but he was, like, dealing drugs and robbing
the gas stations,
the convenience,
right?
Stores and stuff.
Yeah, that, you know, that was not too great. And, of course, she gets herself involved by driving the car and ends up in jail.
Well, first of all, they shouldn't have been popping bottles in the limo driving anyway.
It's on play.
Mistake
if
number
I was,
one.
If I was in the car, though, I'd be popping bottles too, okay? In the limo. If
touché,
I was in the back
touché.
Of the limo. But she just didn't know how to pop bottles, so then that was, you know, the disadvantage.
The issue.
Because we know he wouldn't have been drinking, because there's no time for drinking and driving. But she could have been sipping, you know, and not drinking
for
and
sure,
driving.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway. But basically, you know, this whole scenario with them is like they were wanting to get married. And basically, you know, I do feel like they really do love each other. And, you know, Naomi was saying, you know, should we really be together? Because there's so many different signs. I mean, how do you really feel about it?
You know, I think that guy, Alec, hates the situation.
Obviously.
How do you feel about Alec?
Well, Austin's Vegas. doesn't really know Alec. I've met Alec on a personal level. The man is a very nice guy.
Yes. Well, I personally do not like him at all.
He's very talented.
I think he's really good.
He's good. He's a nice new character to bring to the situation.
His character I do not like. He is trying
You've always liked Max and Naomi, though.
Yes. And I'm not going to lie, though. Austin and Naomi were the best looking couple.
Yeah,
okay,
they
y'all
were.
Really were.
No,
the blondes, and like, it was really hot.
You had it going on.
But Max was really good for her, and I've always loved them together, and now Alec is really trying to get in the middle, and I'm going to tell you right now, Alec, it's not going to happen, because Naomi's going to put him down, if anything.
Oh, she for sure will.
Oh, yeah, like, don't even try
she
to tempt her.
She doesn't take that. She won't take that, for sure.
Especially that's to the law.
Exactly. That's the problem. My girls out there. Anyway, yeah, so basically, I love them together, and she's going to throw down with Alec.
Yeah. Because it's going down with him. I don't know what's going to happen next episode with them, but
Yeah, I just, you know, I really just love them together, but y'all already know that, so on to the next. Silver and Teddy. Now, this is just really awkward, confusing, and just weird. I just personally don't get it. But I think it's really cute at the end of the day. You know, Teddy really stepped up to be a man and was like, I will have your baby. How do you...
Exactly.
I mean, you know...
I mean, I'm exactly. still not down with that situation at all.
It's like, what I will you- send you the Christmas cards, girl. I will send you... Hopefully, you're going to send some money with those Christmas cards, okay?
Right? She has no idea what she's getting herself into with all that. But...
Trust me, I have no idea. But that's going to be a good-looking baby. Because Teddy has some good jeans.
And she's... not bad looking herself.
No, she's not. She got that short hair. I don't care. Like me right now. Okay, and it was really cute. You know, he brought in, like, the Christmas cards and everything. That was really cute. I really like that. You know, how he said yes to it. And, I mean, Naveed and Liam, of course, were hating.
Yeah, they were freaking out.
First of all, I'm just so over them. Like, I'm just going to bring them into the subject right now. Because, first of all... Naveed's like, I just want you to love me. Well, she just told you she don't want to love you because she just wants to have a baby. Like, she told you that straight up. And he's just, like, mad at the fact that Teddy's about to be the baby daddy because he really wants to be the baby daddy, but he wants her to love him. But no, if you're going to be the baby daddy, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that baby mama daddy drama is not needed, Silver. So why do you want a kid? Why do you want a kid? I don't get it, you know? And then Liam, of course, is not ready. I mean, he's young, hot.
No.
He don't need to be a father right now.
Absolutely
not. He needs to be pulling women.
Pulling it in.
I need to see boys pulling it on this show, okay? No more love. Like, let's just be real. Y'all tried it. Y'all really tried having love. Well, obviously, it does not work because you guys have dated every single person on the show. I mean, I loved all the hookups. I loved every single of it. But, you know, now we need to start seeing Naveed and Liam getting out there and just pimping these girls, okay?
Yeah.
Right?
I totally agree. They need to move on.
I mean, they want to start this new business, the bar and everything like that. I think that would be really great for them. You know, maybe they'll get some more chicks coming through.
Yeah.
I think the guys would appreciate that. I think
so, too. I think it'll pull some more guys to be watching the show, make it more interesting. And, you know, having all that before I keep on going, though, I want to make sure you guys are downloading us on iTunes, making sure you guys are commenting, rating us. I love to hear you guys' comments, even though they're bad, good, whatever you want to say.
Anything they want,
bring it on. You know, any of your comments, if you guys want to state your opinions on the show. And also, you are more than welcome to call in tonight. The phone lines are open.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions for Justin.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to take the calls.
Bring it.
Yes, he said bring it. So go to iTunes, download, rate us, get us maybe into the number 10, you know, 1 to 10 spots, you know.
Top 10's iTunes.
Yes, that'd be great. So please do that. Okay, back to 90210. I'm really bad at doing that.
Also, y'all, AfterBuzz has about 50 shows.
Yes.
Now they do weekly, so if you watch a show, you better tune in and watch the after show because we have one for y'all. So
yes, October,
check out the website.
The fall shows are awesome. We have like little mini commercials for them, and there's a bunch of them, and they're all great. I'm sure there's a TV show that you watch, we cover.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I don't doubt it. Getting back into 90210, Vanessa, this crazy girl. I thought she was gone.
Oh, my God. I can't handle her. She is way too much.
You know what I really would love Liam to do is blame the fire on her.
Ooh.
Because her stuff was in there, you know?
Like, I feel like that could be foreshadowing a little bit right there.
Like,
good her, man.
He really...
Yeah,
he really needs to turn around and be like, no, you owe me the 200 grand, honey. He needs to make
the coins. I'd be down with that. Make the coins.
Yes. He needs to make all that money from her because she's crazy. And she really screwed him
over. She is crazy.
I do not like
her. What was that little end situation when he walked up and she was in her car?
Oh, we'll see. We got it. The 411 down on that. The insurance. Because now he's going to make all that money back for the insurance.
Yeah.
But he really needs to get extra money because she started the fire. That's just really what's going to happen. He needs to sue her. So yeah, you know, Naveed and Leo.
Simple explanation there.
That's just really what's happening.
Boom. Sued.
Straight to the
Sued
point.
Sued and done. $2,100 in my hand from you. So, yeah, Naveed wants to start this business with Liam, which I think is cute. Like we said, you know, they're going to be getting the chicks because that's what they need.
It's crazy how they're still, like, BFF,
after
even though this chick
silver.
Is, yeah.
I know, and I'm just like, okay, Silver's been with Dixon.
Because in a usual, normal situation, granted, this is a TV show.
Right.
They would not be friends.
Or they would just laugh about it.
Yeah.
Because yes. Dudes are probably just like,
gosh. But instead they just post up on the
beach. They just suppress it all and they just go, yeah. All right, man.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Have a good time. Unless, like, they're really sensitive, right?
It happens.
I'm sure it does. Yeah. Well, because to Naveed, Silver was, like, his first love, everything. But then Adriana was, like, his first love. I mean, I just feel like
they
have
all
their first
love
all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just not even getting into that. Like, why can't I find my first love that easily? Why?
Well, you know, if your life is
I'll
a
be
TV
on the
show,
lookout
man,
for you.
I wish it was. Dang.
Don't we all?
So going into this new business that Naveed is doing, we have the stalker Taylor. That's what I'm gonna call him, the stalker Taylor. Adriana's stalker that she met in Vegas, but then she kind of turned him into a stalker because if you think about it, she just all of a sudden starts making out with this guy that she meets in Vegas. Where were you?
Yeah, where'd you
Where
walk
were
off
you?
To?
This the part where I was getting her ready.
Yeah,
to show, because if you remember, she said, you know, I checked her bags mm-hmm. in, then I had to get everything ready mm-hmm. to go. If you remember, I'm looking for her as Carly Rae is performing, and I'm looking around and I can't find her, and then I mm-hmm. say, hey, where the hell you been?
Mm-hmm. You should have been there, because then she wouldn't have been in that hotel room.
If I would have known, I would have done
doing
something.
Crazy things.
Trust me, Austin would have put the foot down.
I wish he would have.
I would protect dicks, man. Try
I sure. wish he would have.
I got two dicks.
Because now she has this crazy stalker named Taylor, the new boo. And I just don't know. I mean, he's good looking, whatever, I guess. He's not my cup of tea.
If you're into that.
Yeah. If you're into that stalker stuff.
If you're into
I wonder
that
what
stalker
did,
look.
What did you guys talk about when Austin first hit the stage about a year ago? I mean, now I'm like, oh, man.
We were into it.
We were really into it. We were like, okay, this country
I was like, this
boy
southern
here,
little hottie.
We got the blonde.
Who rolls in with a cowboy hat.
We got
they were probably like, all right.
The body. But we did probably say you were, because in between the two girls, you know. We did feel sorry for you, though.
Thanks.
Because Holly was crazy. We didn't
Holly.
Like her.
Oh, yeah, that chick.
Yeah, we didn't like her. But, no, we liked you.
Now that I'm sitting here and I'm listening. I'm
you
just
rubbed
like, wow.
us the right way.
Don't
not everybody does
don't
that.
Get
that happened
me wrong.
In season 4 premiere, man.
Don't get me wrong. I love 90210 and I'm a fan of it. But I just had to state my opinions on certain things,
oh,
you know,
you.
Because I'm sitting there watching it on the TV and I'm just like, seriously?
Oh, yeah? Everybody does it. It's appreciated. I'm just curious.
No,
I'm
we
sitting
like
here
you.
With the passion that's in this room right now. If you guys could feel the passion in this room.
Thank you.
It's really
so
it's
much
fun.
Passion.
Yeah.
You should have really felt the passion last season, though, because last season was way more intense. It really was.
This one might be pretty intense.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
I can't
I don't know. I'm just...
You're just saying. Okay, well, that was the AfterBuzz exclusive. Girl, hit that button.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Yes. Yeah, so Adriana, that was cute, you know, she found out, and this is where Austin, I was like, okay, you know what, I feel for you, you totally let her, you know,
yeah, you
go back home, you weren't, you know, a little manager freak or anything like that, you weren't like, no, you have
yeah,
to
yeah, I feel like
stage,
in a typical
you know?
Situation, the manager would have been like, get your booty on stage, you're
yeah,
doing
but
it.
Yeah, I think, but knowing that,
yeah.
Dixon.
And he was your
you know,
friend,
he had
too.
A relationship there, so yeah, I think that,
and
that plays into it a little bit.
Soft spot for
how
that.
Was it I filming do. With Carly Rae Jepsen?
You know, she was really great. I had heard after she left, or wrapped for the day, that she had been an actress before, or maybe
oh,
she
really?
Had theater
really?
As a younger. I could be wrong. Yeah. I don't want to be like...
Oh, well,
but I've just heard. But because she was really great. Yeah. Of all the guest star guest stars who mm-hmm. aren't actors, she was hands down the best. I mean, she was very poised, very calm, very knew what she was doing.
Oh,
you know,
that's
and
good.
She
that
was great. Great. A lot of fun to work with.
I liked her new song. It was really catchy.
It
yeah.
very was, very much was. Everybody on the whole deal. I still want to call me maybe though.
Really?
I was gonna just rock it out. Yeah. But oh well.
No, I like the kids.
I totally went to the Justin Bieber
got a little
concert.
Yeah.
At the Staples Center last week.
Was it good?
When he threw up? No, that's Louisiana. Sorry.
I didn't hear about that.
When he threw up on stage? Up? Yeah, Biebs threw up.
Oh, no.
Apparently the man ate... my roommate told me about this. Apparently the man ate, like, a whole thing of spaghetti and a glass of milk before he went on stage.
That's
well,
hilarious.
Now that's something you don't do.
Yeah.
Okay,
don't
we
do
learned that.
We learned that
in case any of us go on stage performing. Do yes. not eat a whole bowl of just spaghetti why. And a glass
but
of milk.
But Carly Rae Jepsen was one of the special guests tonight, so yeah. props to her.
Yeah, she did her thing. She
yeah.
was great.
And yeah, but I saw her perform Call Me Maybe in real life.
Oh.
That was good. That's where I was going with that story.
Oh, okay, yeah. got you. That was
she
cute.
Was good.
I liked her. But what brought everyone together this whole entire episode, and it's the kind of the climax of the whole episode, was Dixon getting into the car accident, which was very upsetting. Of course, you know, we had Annie having to go down to the morgue.
Yeah, the morgue.
Now, first of all, you're going to tell somebody that their brother is one of the people in the morgue. Okay, you don't
right?
know that. You
right.
know, they had her going through... thinking that she's about to see her brother dead. If
mm-hmm.
you know, at least give her some possibility. You know, they obviously
yeah.
did not know who was in the bodies.
Who the bodies were.
You know what I mean? They totally left out the fourth person, which I thought was completely
yeah.
rude. Like, you're going to have her.
They gave her,
crying.
Like, no hope at all to walk in there.
Exactly. You know, and that's where friends come in. They totally had her back. And that's one thing that I love about 90210. At the end of the day, they're all a great group of friends, and
mm-hmm.
they all have each other's back, even though. They've slept with each other's boyfriends, or they've, you know, screwed each other over for
yeah.
to date one of their other boyfriends, you know.
So whatever happens, they always come
have
back
each
together.
Other,
yeah.
and that's a strong friendship right there. I mean, it's strong.
Totally.
Because I don't know what I would do if that happens to me.
But really when Annie got that phone call, though, my jaw dropped when they were like, I was seriously like, is he off the show now?
There's no way.
Well, you never
I
know.
But
you never
no
know.
Way. There couldn't be.
And then the whole time when they were in there, I was getting teary-eyed.
Oh, no. The part where I got teary-eyed was when Deb, hello, mother. She's finally back in the episode. With
Aunt
that crazy
Becky.
Hair, though, girl. Gotta get
her hair was
going.
Fine.
I liked her with that long hair that they had in the first seasons. But I'm so glad she was able to be there for Dixon. And luckily, the only thing really Dixon said was, you know, he wanted Adriana there, which, you know, he obviously has a good memory, and he, so that's
yeah.
good. You know, he had
he was on
memory.
A mission to get her.
Yeah. And so he remembers her, and
it's
she,
love, man.
Yeah, it is
love.
Everybody just needs love. Oh, yeah. Love, love, love. And, and, yeah, so, you know, they had each other there. It brought everybody together. Of course, Naomi and Max had no idea what was going on until they got back. But they, of course, were there at the end of the scene. And it was a really good ending to the first opening season
yeah.
of 90210. Just showing, you know, the friends still have each other's backs no matter what. And they're there for Dixon. And we're really hoping, you know, he gets better throughout the season. And
yes.
pulls through.
We're pulling for you.
Yeah, so when we get back, unless, are we going to commercial break or no? All right, awesome. Let's get into this special segment
Woo!
For Justin.
Oh, that's me.
Woo, that's you.
Oh,
yay. Can we have some music? Pump up volume.
What kind of music?
I don't know. No? Okay.
Oh,
not this
on.
Time. I'm just kidding. Yeah, music. Woo, woo.
Are you a singer?
Yeah.
Sing us
no,
a little tune.
Absolutely
get
not.
Us in the mood.
Not
wait,
singing.
I mean, wasn't
spit
your father a crazy country singer on the show?
Austin's father was, but Justin's was not.
Yeah,
how was that working
not.
With Billy Ray?
It was great. I mean, Billy Ray Cyrus to me is achy, breaky heart. You know?
Yeah.
So when I met him, he's from Kentucky as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Eastern Kentucky. A really just a heartbreaking, heartwarming story. Really just self-made. Wouldn't take no for an answer, and that's just matter of fact. Is
yeah.
His story. He was the most kind and genuine person. Really just made it a point, everybody from the PAs, mm-hmm. no matter who you were, to say hello, goodbye, look you
aww,
in the eye when
really
he spoke
down
to you.
To earth.
Yeah, he just, he always, he knows how grateful he is for all his blessings. So
that's nice to
he
hear.
He was great to be around.
Aw, that's
yeah.
good.
It was cool. He didn't give me any singing lessons, though. So,
oh,
you know, I can't
no.
sing for you.
That's a bummer. So it was fun, you know, being with the cast. And how did it happen? Did you obviously had an audition for the part, right?
Yeah, you know, 9-0-2-0 has been just a journey my four-year career, young career. I've been in and out of auditions for 9-0-2-0 and season three, I mean, most people know this now. Season three, I played a different character. I played a stripper.
Really?
Yeah. Terry the stripper on the season finale of season three. He was for the Bachelor and Bachelorette parties. It was like a joke. It was done as like a joke. And that was the most mortifying experience ever.
Wait, I remember that now. Oh, yeah. For Ivy's.
Yeah, I mean, I had like sunglasses on the whole time. Okay. Really, with the exception of a few lines. But yeah, so nobody really knew who I was.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so I did that at the end of season for the season finale of season three. And I was in my trailer, mortified. Like, this is horrible. I'm in front of the entire cast, 50 people, and I got a rip away cop outfit. Minus that, I knew I was going to have to do it like 12 or 13 times.
Right.
It's just terrible. But I was in my trailer, and I just was like, you know what? You're never going to see these people again. Just go out and just do your thing.
Great person.
And I went and I did my thing. You know, I was proud of that.
You have to go back and rewatch that episode.
So I was in Michigan doing a film in June when the breakdown for Austin came out, and my agent called, and she said, you're never going to believe, but we just completely wasted you on 90210 with the stripper role because there's a perfect role for you. I said, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And she called me a few hours later and said, put yourself on tape for an audition and see what happens. And I did that several times. And because I was on the show, I think, once before. So they knew me. And I'd been in and out of producer sessions for, you know, a little while. And that was very beneficial for me to be able to book from a tape. And so glad it all worked out because it was a great year of my life, really. Everybody there was so welcoming to me. When I got to the first tape read, they introduced me. I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a show that's been going on for 3 years now, that had been going on for 3 years, and they were such a it felt like school.
Really close.
Like the first day of school when you get back from summer vacation. And I'm kind of like the new kid in school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how it feels like. And then when they introduce you, they said, and if you remember, we had Justin Dealey playing Austin, who, if you remember from last year, he played the stripper. And Matt Latner goes, that's how I know you. It was driving me crazy all day. And I was like, oh, great. But the whole cast, everybody from the PAs to the executive producers, it's really a wonderful family there that they have going on. That's why it's going now 5 years. That doesn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm, right.
And what you alluded to earlier about how they all seem like such wonderful friends because they are such wonderful people, and they have great chemistry in person. It's really intoxicating to be around. It's wonderful to be around. So I just love everybody over there. I really am so grateful to everybody there
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
So, but we found out, you know, so this was maybe your last occurring role.
Yeah, I mean, for right now it is. I mean, you never know with TV shows.
Right.
But Austin is staying in Vegas and gonna find his own way, and you know, but. You know, because people were saying, oh, man, aren't you, like, upset? And, yeah, I will miss everybody there. But I did, 17 episodes as Austin.
Yeah, no, you had a great
character. Which was great, and I never would have dreamed when I started a year ago, or a year and a half ago, when if somebody would say, we got 17 episodes for you, I would have said, no way. It was really just a great experience, and so blessed to have been a part of that. And really, got to thank things like AfterBuzz and Twitter fans and for the support of that, because that's, you know, fans are what drive characters, especially guest stars. So it was great, man. I just miss those guys.
No, definitely. I mean, we really loved your character here. I mean, you're still new into acting. You came from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, where you're from.
My hometown,
from
too.
From the same place.
Yes.
We didn't know that.
We didn't. We know it now. And so how long have you been in the acting? I mean, how many roles did you do before you hit 90210? I mean, because that's a big role. I mean, especially 17 episodes.
Yeah,
like,
it's been, you know, I know how lucky I am because, you know, I grew up in Kentucky sports world, played every sport you could play as a kid, and was into acting. Like, when I was like 10 years old, I got into it. My cousin was in theater. Went to the University of Chicago for a year and did theater there. And when I was 10, my mom took me to see one of his, like, plays in a community theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remembered falling in love with acting then because I saw two shows. The first night I loved it so much I wanted to see it again. And the second night was different.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I loved about it, was it was just different and spontaneous and accidental, and it was all good. It all worked. But I was a very shy kid, you know, and I never really talked about it. And I had some success in sports, was recruited out of high school and went on to play for the University of Louisville.
Nice.
And it just wasn't, I didn't feel right about doing it. And I started taking acting classes with some of the other football guys my freshman year because it was going to be an easy A. That was the deal.
No big deal.
And I loved it. And I just loved it. And you know, when football didn't work out for me and I decided to really just hang up cleats, I was like, you know, let's give this a go. And I went to London to study Shakespeare. I needed to kind of clear my head and get out of, because along with saying I want to be an actor from being a football player is in the South, it's kind of like, what? What do you want to do? Because, like, you know, the arts are a hobby to them, you know,
totally.
A lot. It's viewed that way. And it was tough, you know. So I went to London and thankfully with the support of my father, studied Shakespeare there, and I came back and I had no problem saying, yeah, this is what I'm doing. Graduated college and I was on a plane 3 weeks later. Four and a half years later, I'm sitting here with you guys.
I know
that's
how that awesome. Goes.
It's that's exactly what I did.
I mean,
did.
It's hard punches.
Graduated and packed up and moved
out.
That's
what you got to do, man. You got to be brave and just enjoy the ride. So it's been great. And then when I got out here, I found a great acting studio that I, you know, I still take classes at today, and my mentor is there, and just mostly films, really. My career has been mostly independent films, and when 90210 came along, that was my really introduction to television. I'd done some smaller things before, but it was really my, like, this is TV, and it's a different world, and it's night and day from film. You know, it's faster, it's great training for young actors, and it's tough, man. TV business is difficult.
Because you never know if it's going to go, if it's going to stay.
And those actors work so hard. Every actor works really hard. But on the television shows, I mean, you know, it's...
Aren't you there from, like, 4 a.m. to, like, 10
a.m.? Yeah, and, you know, it's 9 months of the year as opposed to you do a film, and it might be just a month. It's sometimes, it's, you know, 6 months, but there's an end in sight. Where here, it's 9 months. Here we go. Let's bring this episode. So...
Awesome. Well, that's a nice little run.
Yeah, would you compare yourself to Austin in what way anyway? Are you
That's something else I learned about television. At least I think I learned about television. I could be wrong on this. But I found that even with all these characters on the show 90210, there's a certain quality about a person that it allows that character to live for however many seasons that it is. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a film, when you're working on a character and you know you got 90 pages or 100 pages to bring this character to life, and that's the character. But I think there has to be a certain quality about a person that lives inside the character that's created to make it work and to make it run for however many seasons it goes. So yeah, with Austin and me, I mean, really, my dad's not a country music singer, and that's pretty much it. I found a lot of similarities. You know, even with in the beginning, Austin had a big problem with just the mentality of the spoiled Beverly Hills. I mean, you know, when I first moved here, I remember being like, this place sucks.
Crazy.
Totally.
You know, so there was all that stuff, really. I mean,
did you roll up with your cowboy hat?
That's the other thing. I don't wear cowboy hats. I don't wear them. Who does? I mean, in Texas, you wear them, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, there's not even
not
close to a cowboy. But neither is Austin. Austin, his dad is a country music singer.
Right. I think he really wanted to be one.
Yeah, he tried so hard. He just wanted to be different so badly. Mm-hmm. And he did not want to lose sight of where he came from. That's why he rocked that hat.
Yeah.
But eventually they said, okay, the hat's got to go. So nice. He took it off.
Well, one question for the ladies. So you've had Holly, you've had Naomi, you know, a couple of our love interests. So what is a love interest to you? What do you find in a girl?
And me, Justin?
Yeah, and you, Justin. Not Austin this time.
Okay, dang. That's one of those questions.
Fun. Are you blushing right now?
Probably. Is my face matching my shirt? I think the most endearing quality that I find in women is, you know, dorkiness. You know, because I myself am one.
Okay.
Most people don't know that about me. Behind closed doors, I like to just... I'm a very shy person, really.
Really?
Behind closed doors, I'm very goofy.
Yes.
And I just... To me, it's very... it's very refreshing to see a girl who just, I don't know, is just, you know, owns the fact that she's a dork and doesn't care, and it makes me feel more comfortable, you know. So that's like a huge, turn on, I guess, for me, to see that quality in a girl. I mean,
Well, there you have it. That's not an answer you don't have to get from a guy.
Yeah, it's, you know.
No, that's a nice.
Yeah, when you see it. It's one of those things, when you see it, you know. So.
All right, girls. Well, there you have it.
Bring out the dorkiness.
All right, y'all. So we have a fan question from Anthony Ventura.
What's up, Anthony?
He says, based off everything that happened in the first season, or the first episode for the fifth season, do you think this season will be as up and down as the fourth season was?
Up and down, what do you think? Up and down meaning like?
Maybe
like
emotions.
Maybe wishy-washy,
wise.
Up and down, like eventful.
Eventful, I mean, emotionally, definitely emotionally. Up and down, okay. If that's what...
it's probably.
I mean, I would imagine. I mean, the showrunners there, Patty and Laura, are just tremendous, and they have a wonderful point of view of where they want to go with that, and the writers do a great job of meeting that. Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, you saw the first episode. I mean, that's just... You up can't get down. Much more emotional than death yeah. And life.
Yeah.
Really, birth and knocking on death's doorstep. So absolutely.
That awesome. Would be well, there you go.
Yay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona, and we are signing off. You can find me on Twitter at Nicolette Gaona.
And you can follow me at Carmela Mondello.
Where can we find you?
J. Deely, D-E-E-L-E-Y, 7.
What?
High school football number. What, is that, did I just do that?
Yeah, you said the D-E-E. J-
yeah.
L-E-Y. Okay,
see, it was the music in my ear.
Have a good night.
Night, y'all.
Night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.